one of the most famous duos in the Bible, Paul and Barnabas, on many others in media today. Now, Paul and Barnabas have journeyed with each other for a long time, and they've been through quite a lot together. They even stuck out the first missionary journey together, even when others turned back and went home, a.k.a. John Mark. But tonight, we're going to see what happens to Paul and Barnabas that will get them to go their separate ways and discontinue their time in ministry together. Now, we're going to be reading through Acts 15, verse 36. That's where we're going. We're jumping right in here. Here we go. Starting with verse 36 of Acts 15. Now, after some time, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's go back and visit each city where we previously preached the word of the Lord to see how the new believers are doing." Now, Barnabas agreed and wanted to take along John Mark. But Paul disagreed strongly, since John Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in their work. So here, Paul goes to his old buddy Barnabas and says, "Hey, you remember that great missionary journey we did a few years back? Let's do another one. Let's go back through all the places we visited and let's check in on everybody, see how they're doing. If they need encouragement, we can give it to them. If they're not doing the right thing, maybe they slid off track, we can get them back on track. What do you say?" And instantly, Barnabas is on board. "Yeah, great idea. Oh, hey, we should take John Mark too, since he didn't get to see half the places the first time." And Paul instantly takes an issue with this. Now, after having trusted John Mark to come with them the last time, Paul is not ready to trust him again. It even says that Paul disagreed strongly. However, this is Barnabas's nephew they're talking about. Or maybe it's his cousin, we're not exactly sure. It gets a little confused. But either way, they were close. They were family. And Barnabas felt very strongly that Mark deserved another chance. And now, neither of these men were willing to back down on their stances here. They both believed in their side of the argument very strongly. And while at first glance, you might initially choose a side, thinking that one person is right, both sides in this disagreement actually have valid points that they can make. Now, Barnabas, fighting in favor of second chances and redemption, could have instantly quoted Jesus himself, who in Matthew 6:15 says, "But if you do not forgive others' sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Barnabas could have quoted the words of Proverbs 24:16, which says, "The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again." And instantly, many of us might jump on board with Barnabas, fighting for forgiveness and second chances. But you see, Paul isn't necessarily wrong either. For instance, Paul could have easily responded to Barnabas with the wisdom of Solomon from Proverbs 25:19, which says, "Putting confidence in an unreliable person in times of trouble is like chewing with a broken tooth or walking on a lame foot." You see, neither of these stances were necessarily wrong. Both sides of the argument can be backed up with Scripture. Both sides of the disagreement have biblical wisdom that they can use to support their sides. Point one, there are two sides to every argument. Now, you see, both of these righteous, God-fearing, faithful men found themselves committed to both extremes of this principle. Paul found himself fighting for biblical wisdom, ensuring that someone who was unfaithful the last time was not relied on for something as important and as impactful as a missionary journey again. Meanwhile, Barnabas found himself fighting for biblical grace and forgiveness, ensuring that someone who made a mistake in the past was met with a second chance. Now, neither of these men were fighting for something wrong, and both had a valid, biblically sound point that they were fighting for. However, neither of these two men seemed to recognize the validity of the other side of the argument, something that may have allowed them to keep cool and work out a compromise. Now, instead, they stubbornly fought to win the argument. And this happens to us many times as we disagree with others. It's so easy to misunderstand one small thing that a person says, taking it in a way that they did not intend or misunderstand the reasoning behind their conclusion. Many disagreements quickly escalate into fiery debates and heated arguments, which could be calmly discussed by both parties. You see, in times like these, it is often incredibly helpful to understand the position of the other side. If we can rationalize their train of thought and understand where they are coming from, these debates do not have to escalate or become testy, heated arguments. There is often some kind of misunderstanding or poor communication between these arguments, and it's always best to stop and figure out where the other person is coming from or why they believe what they do. Now, I remember a few years ago, there was a viral photo on the internet which sparked a lot of controversy. And this happened to just be a simple photo of a dress, which many people claimed was white and gold, and others claimed was black and blue. However, neither side would back down, and debates quickly began, with each side of the argument declaring emphatically that the dress was white and gold or black and blue. And many debaters did not consider that other people are actually seeing the dress as another color. Now, the science behind this photo was explained after a few weeks of debate, in which many people on the internet angrily insisted that the color of dress was what they saw. The science behind the dress showed that different people's perceptions of color vision would determine what color the dress seemed to them. However, it was quite common for one person to see it as one color and another to see it as a completely different color. And you see, neither side was wrong. Whether you saw a white and gold dress or a black and blue dress, you were most definitely seeing that color. That was totally valid. However, the debaters needed to recognize the validity of the other side of the argument as well. Because while you might have seen a white and gold dress, another person might have also seen something completely different. And that is completely valid as well. In the end, many people wasted their time arguing and debating over a meaningless issue that had no impact on their actual lives, all because they could not recognize the potential validity of another person's argument. And this seems to be what's happening to Paul and Barnabas here as well. You see, it's so tempting to jump into an argument with boldness and stick to our guns, never backing down on our point. But when we have a disagreement with another person, in order to show them the love of Christ, we need to instead remember our takeaway. The takeaway is this: look for the good on the other side and recognize the bad on ours. Where is the other person coming from? What are they trying to accomplish? Are they trying to help someone else with their argument? Or are they trying to push their own agenda? Are they trying to win the argument in a spirit of love and kindness? Or not? All of these questions should be asked. However, they also apply to us. Where am I coming from in this argument? What am I trying to accomplish? Why do I feel I need to win this argument? And how am I going about it? Am I calmly discussing the subject in love? Or am I simply trying to get the other person to come around to my way of thinking in order to get my way? You see, when we have disagreements, it is crucial that we see the best in the other person and recognize the bad on our side of the argument. Genuinely asking ourselves, am I in the wrong here? You see, asking this question can save a relationship. So don't jump to the conclusion that you're always right. Talk it over with God. Try to look for areas where you might have gone wrong, and then try to make it right. Now, on the other hand, what if you talk to God and you come to the conclusion, you know what? I am right. You know, I took some time, I talked it out with God, and I can't back down on this. What then? Well, let's see what happens to Paul and Barnabas. Let's see how these two God-fearing spiritual giants resolve their differences in verse 39. Their disagreement was so sharp that they separated. Barnabas took John Mark with him and sailed for Cyprus. Paul chose Silas, and as he left, the believers entrusted him to the Lord's gracious care. What? That's it? Just like that, after years of ministry together, after miles and miles of literally and spiritually walking together, and after everything that they had been through together, Paul and Barnabas just split up? Because of this one disagreement? Yeah. That's how it happened. And now, we aren't given the exact words that Paul and Barnabas say to each other, but the words that Luke uses to describe this scene show that this argument was very passionate, and it essentially boiled down to Paul saying, if Mark's going, I'm not going. And Barnabas saying, well, if Mark's not going, then I'm not going. And from here, the two realized that they would have to split up and continue on their respective journeys without each other. This iconic duo of the Bible, two God-fearing men who were on fire for Christ, could not reconcile their differences, and they went their separate ways. Now, their relationship will never be the same for the rest of their lives as recorded in the Bible. Paul and Barnabas are a duo no more. Instead, Barnabas takes Mark and sails for Cyprus, while Paul and his new traveling companion, Silas, to Syria and Cilicia. They go their separate ways, and they will never be the team that they were again on this earth. So what do we learn from this? Point two. One way or another, every argument has to end. Now, if both you and the person you're arguing with go and pray about it, you honestly talk to God and figure out what he wants you to do, and you both remain entrenched in your position, feeling that that's the right choice to make, you're going to have to take one of two options here. Number one, you can agree to disagree, and you move on. You drop it. You stop arguing, and you stop debating, and you move on, realizing that neither of you are going to be changing your mind. Now, this first option here isn't always as cut and dry as it seems, because some choices affect everybody, and you can't always pick and choose who gets what. You see, some people are going to be angry either way. And if that's the case, either someone's going to have to cave in, or they're going to have to deal with the choice being made to take this option. Or you can go with option number two. You go your separate ways. Now, this is only ever meant to be a last resort. We are meant, as Christians, to try our absolute best to agree to disagree, come up with some kind of a compromise, and show love to the person we are disagreeing with. Now, as Romans 12, 17 to 18 says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. That's what the Bible's telling us we got to do. But it doesn't always depend on us. And at the end of the day, if we absolutely cannot agree, We can't keep arguing forever. We cannot keep bickering and arguing and trying to get each other to change our minds for forever. If a compromise is impossible or unthinkable, and if agreeing to disagree does not work, if there is no way we can come to an agreement, maybe we need to make separate decisions and go our separate ways. It's a tragedy, and we should try everything we can to avoid it. But maybe it needs to happen. It needed to happen for Paul and Barnabas. And in the end, God was able to double their efforts by splitting them up. You see, when Barnabas took Mark and headed for Cyprus, and Paul took Silas, heading for Syria and Cilicia, the ministry potential of this duo doubled, as now two new separate duos were able to make an impact for the kingdom of God in two separate places. Sometimes the best way to show love to someone is to set them free. Paul and Barnabas both agreed on the message of Christ. They were still preaching the same holy message after they broke away from each other. But God needed to split them apart in order to double their effectiveness. When you cannot agree on the best course of action, sometimes we need to take the path that God is telling us to go down, and another person might need to take a different path. And God also might be calling them down that path. But it is up to us to end every argument in a way that we can be proud of, even if the other person doesn't do so. As the worship leaders return and we sing one last song, pray while you sing. Respond to what God is trying to say to you. Is there a disagreement in your life that has gone on too long? Did you have an argument in the past that you didn't handle correctly? Maybe you need to make it right. Is there something that you've been tolerating that you shouldn't put up with? Maybe you need to voice your end of the disagreement in love. Or maybe you just need to let somebody go their own way. Listen to God's voice as we sing. Would you stand? Dear Jesus, Lord, we're ready for what you want to do. And we don't know what that is, Lord. Sometimes it's hard to know. But Lord, I pray that you would do what you want to do, as we just sang, Lord. Lord, don't let us sing it and then when it happens, we pull back and we're scared. Lord, help us be brave. Help us be ready for what you're about to do, Lord, whatever that is. Lord, if we're holding somebody accountable for something we shouldn't, Lord, help us to let it go. Lord, if we need to own whatever we've done, help us to do that, Lord, whatever that looks like. Lord, I thank you for bringing us here tonight so that we could come and learn and praise you. I thank you for this church, Lord. Whatever you want to do with it, Lord, we're ready. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Back to Saturdays next week. See you there.